Coffee. Kenyan coffee has continued to attract impressive prices at the Nairobi Coffee Exchange, NCE, for the last 2 weeks. During this week's sale of coffee at NCE, a total of 26,813 bags of coffee fetched shush 1 billion, which was a slight decrease as compared to last week's shush 1.3 billion. Karamandi Coffee Factory in Kirinyaga County, which sold its coffee through Alliance Berries Limited, got best prices with a bag of grade R going for shush 50,180. The factory fetched shush 6.6 million after selling 107 bags of grade R coffee. Other factories that got better prices for their coffee include Kia New Factory with 55 bags of R grade that was bought at shush 46,410 per bag, while Thangani and Induma Factories under New Kenya Planters Cooperative Union, KPCU, each sold 112 bags of R quality at each shush 48,230 per bag. NCE Acting CEO Muslisba Ndungu said in the auction the Alliance Berries Limited led the pack as its 10,292 bags were bought at shush 437.47 million, followed by Kirinyaga Slopes with 6,048 bags that fetched shush 234.06 million. The new NKPCU emerged third in the list of bestsellers after realizing shush 191.6 million from 4,737 bags. Ndungu noted that the three leading marketing agents delivered 5,979 bags of R at the auction market, out of the 6,901 bags that were collected from the cooperatives and estates by the nine agents. The CEO added that the auction attracted 16 coffee buyers, both local and international, as compared to 20 buyers who participated in last week's auction. In the dealers category, Kenya Coff bought 5,262 bags for shush 207.51 million, Ebero Kenya procured 5,218 bags at shush 201.37 million, while Sisini bought 3,907 bags at shush 174.45 million. Other dealers were C. Dorman's, who bought 3,639 bags at shush 168.47 million, and Louis Dreyfus, who purchased 3,716 bags at shush 130.17 million, while Taylor Winch bought 2,665 bags at shush 106.9 million. Some elected Maranga leaders who spoke to KNA via phone call lauded the impressive coffee prices, saying high returns will encourage farmers to increase production. Kigumo MP Joseph Manyoro and his Kingema counterpart Peter Kahungi noted that prices of coffee for the last 3 months have been remarkable, attributing it to the government's commitment in reviving the coffee sector. Manyoro highlighted that this week 26,850 bags of coffee was sourced from 1,093 farmers' cooperatives and estates as compared to 33,470 bags that were delivered last week. As members of Coffee Tea Parliamentary Association, COTIPA, we encourage farmers to focus on increasing production by proper tending of their coffee bushes. From what we have witnessed at the auction, buyers are interested in the quality, he noted. On his part, Kahungi said coffee remains a major income earner in Mount Kenya region, calling for more support from relevant government agencies to help farmers improve on quality and quantity. Coffee reforms have revamped the sector, with farmers getting better returns as more focus should be on timely payment for their produce, said Kahungi. Kenya Coffee Producers Association, KCPA, Chairman Peter Gakonyo stressed the need for production of quality coffee, saying this will ensure Kenyan coffee attracts more international buyers. Analyzing the coffee auction, most of the coffee presented for sale is that of grade R, A, B and C, and these qualities have earned farmers high returns. Our focus should be on quality as we strive to revive the sector, added Gakonyo.